Did you know your body can heal? Have you ever had a cut on your finger and it just magically healed all by itself? And have you ever heard of Barbara O'Neill? She is often quoted as saying, "The body can heal itself given the right conditions." And this is something we want to get into today.
We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
Welcome to the show. Amanda here and Kate from Limitless Health. And we're talking about how we have the ability to heal. And if we set our bodies up right for that, give it the support it needs, get rid of the toxins that might be there. So it's the simplest thing as what's in our body that shouldn't be there or what's missing that we need to get back in and support our body.
This is such an important conversation because it seems too simple. And I get that because I've been in a position in the past where it's like, what's wrong with me? What's going on with me? Why am I not feeling well? Who did this? Like, not who did this to me, but I went through a phase of life when dealing with MS where I was mad at the universe. I was mad at God, or I was mad at whatever, because I thought something was causing me to not feel well. And when we can start to take a step back and take a look at those things that Amanda just mentioned, it simplifies things, right? Our body is always trying to heal itself. And if you're dealing with something that's causing you to not feel well or not be healthy, what is getting in the way or what is missing are two seemingly simple things to take a look at, but they're all triggers to your system. And if you've got things in your system that don't belong there or that are causing an immune reaction from your system, this is when we start to not feel well. And they can often be interconnected as well, which we'll talk about probably a little bit, where if you have stuff in your system that doesn't belong there, or there's things, toxins, or things in your environment that don't belong and your body's reacting to, that can lead to a deficiency as well. Like one of the ones we often talk about, Amanda, you want to talk about parasites a little bit?
Oh, parasites. They're great. Not in the sense that they're in your body, because they like to take all your nutrients and your... basically stealing everything that you're putting into your body that you need. They are the worst roommates ever. They can cause issues from brain fog to causing you to crave sugar, because that's what they love and they thrive on. They can get into any part of your body. They can cause things to stop working. They can cause you to be constipated because they want to stay alive. They want to remain in your body so they can release this chemical that will stop them from being released in a bowel movement. So there's that aspect of them. Or there's could be, I believe they're more microscopic parasites that will cause diarrhea. There's so many different types of them, and the issues that they cause are like, there's a wide range of what they can cause. And this is why we use quantum nutrition testing, so we can get to what's the cause and how to handle it. And then that will help your body heal.
Yeah. And parasites is an interesting one too, because if you're living in North America, as we are, it's something that's often not considered by medicine. And, you know, you go to the doctor because you're not feeling well. And if they're not addressing these things, they're not addressing what is the cause of the health problems or the symptoms that you're dealing with. They're not looking for what's getting in the way. They're not looking for what's missing. They're looking for what's something I can give you to get rid of those symptoms, to cover them up really quickly. But if parasites are a problem, which most testing here won't find, blood work typically doesn't find parasites, even stool samples. We've heard stories of people who have gone for a stool sample and there was actually a parasite like sitting on top of the stool sample, and it came back and they're like, nope, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, right? Crazy story to hear.
Yeah. And so, I mean, parasites is just one. We see things like mold, heavy metals, toxins, chemicals we're bombarded by, especially over the last 3 years. Chemicals is something we come in contact with on a daily basis. And some of the chemicals, I mentioned the last 3 years, but some of the chemicals that we've seen more prevalent over the last little while are chemicals that are supposed to help clean things. But ultimately, you're trying to clean and kill bacteria. We're made up of bacteria. Our digestive tract, like if you look at our bodies, we are more non-human cells than human cells. And so hand sanitizer and things like antibiotics are designed to kill bacteria and kill pathogens in your system, but they don't just choose that. They don't just kill the harmful things, they kill the good things as well, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where, I mean, parasites, Amanda said, they'll eat your nutrients, they'll eat your neurotransmitters, they'll eat all kinds of things that are really important and functioning properly. So that's where the things that don't belong there can contribute to the things that are missing. Well, antibiotics, chemicals can do the same, because if they're killing off the good gut bacteria that's keeping you healthy, we need a good balance of bacteria in our digestive tract. It's an important part of being able to function properly. Like 80 to 90% of our immune system is in our digestive system. So if we're killing some of that off with chemicals, we're not going to be healthy, right?
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with someone last week about that. I happened to be going out to my car and I don't drink the usual bottled water that everyone else was drinking. So he asked me about that. And then we kind of got into, I think we got into cleaners and stuff as well, randomly. And I mentioned like hand sanitizer, exactly what you just said. Like, I didn't use any of that either. Cause I mean, it's killing the bad bacteria. Yes. But it's also killing the good bacteria. And then I kind of got into how our skin is our biggest organ and it has its own like microbiome and a good and bad bacteria balance. And he's like, well, how does that affect you? Cause I'm like, well, your skin does absorb it. Our skin is very absorbable. It's like, how do you get toxins into your system? One of the way is absorption. That's through your skin, which is your biggest organ. And he's kind of like, huh. Okay. So it's just interesting having those conversations with people and just kind of bringing a different awareness and expanding the just what the knowledge is. It's like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah. And this, we want to keep sharing this message of like, think of the finger, keep remembering the finger. Your body is always trying to heal itself. And what are the things that we can do for our body to help it on that healing process, rather than looking for a band-aid from the outside to try and get rid of the symptoms? Like, the symptoms are not going to be fun at times. Completely understandable that it's, you know, your child is dealing with a fever, or you're dealing with sinus problems or a cough, or you're scared that you're going to poop your pants because you've got the runs really bad, or heartburn. There's so many different symptoms, and I understand the perspective of wanting to get rid of them because they can get in the way of your life and of living the way you want to. But we need to dig deeper and figure out, why are you having the symptoms? Because heartburn's an interesting one. That's one that I've talked to a few people about recently. And if you're dealing with heartburn and you go to your doctor, you get put on a medication to try and suppress the heartburn. And a lot of the times with people, it makes it better, but it doesn't make it all the way better. It improves it a bit. And then you start to deal with other symptoms and other symptoms down the road as well, because you're not fixing the problem. So this is something, I mean, heartburn is one that we see that people are on medication for life, because if you're not dealing with the cause of it, you're never going to actually resolve it. I'm trying to think of other ones. Thyroid medication is another one. I was on thyroid medication in the past, and you need to figure out why the thyroid is not converting or not producing the hormones that it needs to function properly.
When we even skin issues, right? For yeah. Me too. I'm still working on it with my hand and these weird little bumps under my skin. And originally when I went to the doctor years ago, I was given this steroid cream, and that was to go on my skin and supposed to get rid of it. Clearly it hasn't done that. I mean, I knew intuitively that it was something I didn't want to continue using. So I just stopped. And at that point, I mean, we didn't have any of these resources that we have now, and just finding out that it's I think one, it was related to a wheat issue, and now there's radiation. There's layers to it, and actually finding different ways to handle it as opposed to a medication that you would be using forever. It's not handling the problem. Why do you have the skin issues? Deal with that.
Yeah. And so that's something that I would love to be able to help people open their eyes to. And it's something that was really important for me in the past too. Like, I was on MS medication for a decade, if not more. And it was never addressing or never looking to see, which is the same as Amanda, what you mentioned with your skin issues. We're still digging to try and figure out what is the trigger, or what are the triggers. It's not usually just one that your body is reacting to. What is causing the alarm bells to go off in your body that it's like, whoa, I need to push toxins out through your skin.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I need to give you, with MS, I had like a ton of symptoms. And until we started to realize, okay, food was a big part of mine, but it's layers. So I found out that my body was responding to very negatively to gluten. It was like I was drunk if I would get like cross-contaminated with gluten. I wasn't the normal like stomach problems.
Pretty crazy to witness, actually. You just get to the point where you're like, I can't stay here anymore. I need to go.
Yeah, I was like passing out and slurring my speech, and as I stumble a word, and it's figuring out, okay, what is your body responding to? Because ultimately, back to the finger again, our body is always trying to heal itself. And if it's not, the question we need to be asking is why? Why is it not able to heal? What is getting in the way, or what is missing? Not what can I do to suppress these symptoms? Because symptoms are just a message from their body. It's a warning sign. It's trying to get your attention. And we're so conditioned as humans to not listen to the information from our body. I mean, I mentioned to a client this week too, I pointed to my dog and I was like, he knows when a storm is coming. Animals can detect things, and animals have not been trained to silence that innate intelligence. They still have it. We don't anymore. Well, we do, but we don't pay attention to it anymore.
Just to reconnect to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can do just by choosing to look at different things and be aware and notice when maybe you're naturally drawn to a certain food or something. It's like, why are you drawn to that? Maybe that's something you need more of in your diet. Maybe you're not eating enough. You need more protein. You're craving a burger or something. Why is that happening? These are all little signals, as you said, from our body. And with animals, I think you've talked about it before, when they have something wrong with them, or like digestive issues, they naturally go to in some cases, go to grass to help with that. Or maybe if it's something nearby that will help, they'll be drawn to that. They just instinctively know what to do.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I read a study a while ago about how, animals they know in the wild what plants to go eat if they're not feeling well, or if they're sick in some way, and they'll eat that plant until they feel better, and then they'll stop. It's fascinating. And it is
really fascinating.
Yeah. And if we look at things from that perspective of this planet has everything on it that we need to heal and to get better, and the form of, and I'm not talking about pharmaceuticals, I'm talking about in the form of herbs and homeopathic remedies. And there's so many different things that we can use that are natural that will help our body, even just to kind of remind it, like, this is what you should be doing to function properly. And I think it's fascinating. So yeah, it's getting back to listening and realizing you're not broken. I mean, there were years where I hated my body. I was mad at God. I was mad at the universe, because I was like, this is crap. Living with MS, living with symptoms, like, what the heck did I do to deserve this? And when I started to, instead of blame, to realize that it was a message that I needed to listen to, and I needed to tune into and find a way to interpret, it was life-changing. And it can be, and it has been for so many of our clients too, right?
And now you have that message to share with others as far as them being able to do the same thing that you've done and continue to do.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful.
Yeah. And I mean, there is, there's so much that you can do for yourself. And like, we're not here to fix you. We're not here to do any, it's, we're here to be your guide. We can help you. You know, we've been trained to be able to listen to the body. The body never lies. It's always trying to give you a message of what's going on and what help it needs. And we have the ability, I mean, quantum nutrition testing has been a game changer for us personally and for helping other people as well, because we can tune in and listen to the message that the body is trying to communicate. And the changes are amazing. If this is something that's resonating with you at all, we share a lot of value and content around different health things and things you can do for yourself on Instagram. So I hope you'll follow us there. It's Aligned Natural Health is the tag. The link is going to be in the show notes to this episode as well. And if this is something that resonates with you, we're here to help. And you can find so much more content and information on Instagram.
Thank you for listening today. I hope you found some of this valuable. Really appreciate you checking it out. And we'll catch you next time.